Coming up next is an episode of Fulfilling Lives, presented by the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. The mission of Fairfield DD is to bring about a vibrant community where people lead lives of greater independence and make meaningful contributions.
Good morning and welcome back to Fulfilling Lives. I am here this morning with Sarah and Amelia in their home. And I also have Tanya with us as well. But I want to talk to you, Sarah, a little bit about early intervention services and how you guys got started. So tell me a little bit about how that happened and how you got started with early intervention services.
Sure. So her first doctor's appointment, when she, you know, was able to start developing and all that kind of stuff, her doctor was actually letting us know that she was a little bit delayed in her speech because they always ask, okay, what is she doing currently? Do you have any concerns? And her doctor said that she should be speaking more, or at the time she wasn't even walking yet. And she should have been. And so her doctor kind of scared me at first, but she recommended the program to us. And so we started. The first time we met Tanya, she was just very open with our daughter, and she really just treated her like she was her own. And she just has this great personality where Amelia pretty much opened up to her very quickly. And we just really enjoyed it. Amelia really enjoys being around Tanya, and she really loves the playgroup, loves Tanya's taking us to AHA, and she enjoys being around other children and learning, and it's just so much fun to see her doing that.
And let me know, how long have you guys been working with early intervention services?
About a year now, and I've just seen so much progress between Tanya working with her, but also her giving us advice on what to do with Amelia, and then we kind of follow through with that as well.
Yeah, right here in your own home, which is a comfort to you guys, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah. Two parents working full-time is not the easiest, but we do what we can, and it's very helpful when Tanya gives us tips and what to do with her, and how to get her going in her life.
Great, great. So any other benefits that you've seen from your viewpoint, just as a family, kind of how things have strengthened or changed, or just really what, you know, some benefits that have shaped over the last year?
So as I said, she wasn't walking in the beginning, and that was really scary. I think around her first appointment is when she actually started walking, and the next thing we knew she was running, and I feel that her speech has definitely developed. She started asking for things, which is really great. She gets to be around other children, as I said, which is really great because with us working full-time, we don't really get to take her around our friends with kids too often. Yeah. So the fact that she has that time to develop with other kids, and I think that that's really important in her life. I'm just really excited about it. And I feel like her speech has definitely improved, which is another big thing that we were working on. So,
very cool. Give me an example of something that you guys maybe are working on right now with Tanya.
So Tanya gave us a book. She bought her like a photo book and put pictures in it, and we've labeled it. So we go through and we ask her, okay, what is this? Who is this? And she's learning how to take that picture and ask for, you know, her cup, or ask for her pawpaw, or ask for her dada, or, you know, things like that. It's really exciting.
Those things are personalized and they're her everyday things that she encounters.
Exactly. Yeah. Great. So it's really cool because it's teaching her to ask for things instead of, you know, where before it was like just yelling and pointing.
Right.
You know, now she's learning like, okay, this is cheese, or this is, you know, I want to go to Momo's, or,
yes,
you know, things like that. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Those are skills that she'll carry with her as she heads into the school years.
Yeah. They had mentioned to us about Head Start also, preschool. We're maybe going to look into that too, depending on where she's at that moment.
Right.
We just really appreciate all the support and all the love that we felt from this program.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you for sharing that perspective.
Of course.
We appreciate it. I do have another question for you. What kind of social networks or connections have you maybe made through early intervention or related kind of gatherings with other families? And
so there's a play group at the library once a month that we love to take her to. We've also taken her to Art and Clay. She wasn't really too interested in it yet because she's really small.
Yeah.
Her dad took her to that one and he said she was mostly just running around the whole time, but she had a great time. She wasn't really too interested in that, but hopefully eventually she will be. She loved the pumpkin patch. I'm trying to think of the word right now. I forget what the name of it is.
The specific name isn't super important.
Right, yeah, but we loved it.
It's the experience that you had.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. They had the animals, all the kids, bubbles, like everything. And she could just run and play. And they brought snacks for her. And they got her in for free. And they bought her pumpkin. It was just super special.
Yeah, it was a family event, right?
Right, yeah. It's so great. And it's something that we wouldn't have gotten to do unless the program, you know, gave it to us and we were available to do that. So it was just, it was fantastic. We loved it.
So tell me a little bit more about the play group. When you mentioned the play group before, where does that take place and how's that kind of work with your schedule?
So it's at the library. It's the first Friday of every month. And we love taking her. It's in Carroll, I believe. And we take her and she can kind of connect with other kids, like play songs. She gets to color. And I just think that her seeing other kids her age, and even us seeing what other kids are doing, we kind of know how to work with her. I know the one time we saw this lady who had a baby smaller than her, and she was doing sign language and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. We should definitely work on that with her. And Tanya's also suggested sign language with her, too. So it's something that if I wasn't in the program, I wouldn't have known that it was such a big deal and so cool to teach them.
Yeah.
I just would have never even thought about doing that as a first-time mom because everything is so brand new to us now. So.
Right. You're learning and having those experiences with Amelia.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So it's been really fun and exciting for us.
That's great. Thank you for sharing a little bit about the interactive play group, the activities that she gets to do, the coloring, the other kids that you're meeting. And that's at the Northwest branch of the Carroll Library. Is that correct, Tanya?
It's at the Early Literacy Center.
Early Literacy Center.
Yes. Okay.
So, folks, that's at the Early Literacy Center of the Fairfield County Library. Any other lasting impressions that you guys have had with your family or that you want to carry on into past working with early intervention services?
Well, I'm definitely, like I said, thinking about preschool for her and just like all the tips and tricks that, you know, early intervention Tanya has taught us and just incorporating those into our lives. You know, Tanya had also taught us to kind of like tell her everything that we're doing with her in that moment. And to kind of like, that'll teach her speech. So I realize that she's saying new words all the time because, you know, as we're talking to her, we're saying, okay, we're putting on your pants. So now she says it, I'm putting on her pants. She says, pants. I'm like, yeah, it's so exciting, you know? And I wouldn't have known to kind of, it feels silly sometimes, right? To kind of be
narrate
like,
narrate your story
right,
or what
exactly.
You're, yeah.
But it's helping her. And I would have never known to do that if it wasn't for this program and Tanya teaching us different ways on how to teach her, like, to talk and her speech and all that stuff, all of her developmental things. So.
Yeah. Wonderful. Anything else? Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And Amelia, thank you so much for being here. She keeps hiding and playing peekaboo, but that's okay. It's stranger danger. It's a good thing to know. Anything else you want to add? Any last minute thoughts? Anything we didn't already cover?
Just like I said, I think that this program is really great. It's very convenient for families. Tanya works around our schedule. Tanya comes to us, which is fantastic. Like I said, we have been to AHA with one of our visits before, and that's really great too. But I love that, like, if it's convenient, she can just come to wherever we're at, whether that's home or wherever, just to do the visit. I really appreciate that it's a free program for us. It's so nice that it's provided for us, and I just can't thank you guys enough for everything that you've done for our family. So,
yeah, that flexibility and the availability is of utmost importance, in addition to the resources that it provides free of charge to the families that are eligible for those services.
It's been a blessing for that is for sure.
Wonderful to hear. So thank you so much, Sarah, for sharing your story and for your time this morning. And Tanya, thank you so much again for allowing me to be a part of this visit this morning and be here in your cute little home here in Lancaster. So thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening again today. And this has been Fulfilling Lives, and have a great day.